This emotional reunion between a lion and the men who raised him has become a YouTube sensation and touched the hearts of millions.
It was just an incredible reunion.
This extraordinary bond was first formed in 60s London when two friends bought a lion cub.
He just adored them. It's the way he looked at them. You can see the love in his eyes.
And it endured even after they released him to fight for acceptance in an African pride.
We thought he could be killed.
It was a chapter in Christian's life that saw his deadly rival become his greatest friend. This is the untold story of Christian, the lion cub from Harrods. London, 1969. The music, fashion and youth culture centre of the world. King's Road, in the hippest part of London, was a magnet for artists and travellers keen to take part in the city's hedonistic lifestyle. It was here that university friends John Rendell and Ace Burke came from Australia to make their mark. The newly arrived Australians took a trip to see Harrods, the world-famous Knightsbridge store that even had its own zoo department. In November 1969, Harrods put two lion cubs on sale, Marta, a lioness, and Marcus, who would be renamed Christian. The cubs came from Ilfracombe Zoo in Devon, the fifth generation of their family to be born in captivity. In the 60s, keeping exotic animals as pets was popular and perfectly legal. It was not until 1976 that the Endangered Species Act, a law of restricting their sale, came into force. Harrods interviewed all potential buyers.
Yes, fine.
To ensure that the lion cubs went to responsible owners. Ace and John passed the Harrods test and bought Christian for 250 guineas, the equivalent of over £3,000 today. Neither one had any experience of big cats. Ace and John would soon realise that bringing up a lion in the middle of London was going to be a huge challenge.